This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions, and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing Living Untethered, Beyond the Human Predicament by Michael A. Singer. It currently has an overall rating of 4.8 on Amazon, and 87% of the reviewers call it a 5-star book. Question number one, what's the book about? Answer, this book will help you move beyond the thoughts, feelings, and habits that keep you stuck. You'll learn through your daily life to gradually let go of what's distracting your consciousness and get rid of samskaras, impressions from your past that are blocking you. You'll learn to stay calm and centered no matter what, to free yourself in order to live each day in your highest energetic state. Question. You devote the first 5 chapters to the subject of self-identity. Why is the concept of self so fundamental in your teachings? Answer. We could not be discussing anything more important. You have an intuitive sense of existence inside. You know that you're in there. Who is that conscious entity inside? What are you really made of? The entire spiritual journey is not about finding yourself. It's realizing that you are the self. You are the conscious entity inside. Even in a Judeo-Christian sense, if somebody asks whether they have a soul, the correct answer is, no, you don't have a soul. You in there are the soul. The truth is, you are a very great being, made in the image of God. But to know that, you have to free yourself from all the inner commotion. Question. What do you mean by freeing myself from all the inner commotion? Answer. Spirituality is about being detached and at peace with whatever the heart and mind are doing, because your thoughts and emotions can make a lot of noise. The inner noise causes people to do all sorts of impulsive things. Some run around trying to have exciting experiences, finding fulfilling relationships, or even take the edge off with drinking or drugs, all for the same reason. They're trying to stop the inner commotion and make it nice inside. Imagine walking into a house that has dirt, banana peels, and pizza crusts all over the place. It happens to be a beautiful house, but no one took care of it. This is the situation inside most of us. It can be beautiful again, but some work needs to be done. It can be beautiful in there, but something is messing it up. People are trying to use the outside to fix the inside. Far better to find out why it's not so nice in there to begin with. Once you learn to let go of the noise of personal thoughts and emotions, things will become clearer to you. The most meaningful questions regarding quality of life are not about what you own or what you do. They're about how you're doing inside. Most people would say, it's not always so nice in there. Question. But many people will say, just give me financial freedom, or a dream job, or a great marriage, and I'll show you happiness. How do you respond? Answer. Let's do an experiment. Imagine an all-powerful force asks you to write down all the things you need to happen for you to be totally happy. If you're like most people, you'll write down things like a mortgage-free house, a special relationship, a higher-paying job, and perhaps a year-long vacation to your favorite spots around the world. You're excited to turn in that list and get those wishes granted. Fine, you can have it all. But what if the spouse turns out to be a real jerk? And what if the high-paying job creates so much stress and worry that you're miserable? Or more commonly, what if the spouse and job turn out to be just fine, but not perfect, and you end up not feeling too different inside? Why did you even ask for those things? It was because you thought the marriage, or the job, or the travel, or whatever, was going to give you a beautiful experience inside. You really wanted happiness, joy, and a sense of total well-being. How about a constant inner state of love, beauty, and inspiration at the highest level you've ever experienced? Why didn't you ask for those things? Why not go directly to the root and say, what I want is every moment of every day to feel complete well-being, to feel as high as I've ever felt before, and to be inspired by everything I do. Now there's a list. Let's turn that one in. The interesting result of our experiment is that it led us away from worldliness and into the essence of spirituality. It isn't wrong to go to the world for what you think you want. It simply doesn't work. You're lost, thinking the outside world has to be a certain way for you to be okay. This is the human predicament, and nothing is going to meaningfully change until you learn to live from a deeper place. Question. And the key to living from this deeper place is fixing something within us, what you call samskaras, a term used over 100 times in the book. So what exactly is a samskara, and how does it affect our daily experience of life? Answer. To explain what a samskara is, let's look at the example of a flat screen TV. When the first plasma screens came out, they had after images. Manufacturers warned that if you paused an image for too long, it would actually burn a shadow of the image into the plasma screen. When the show continued, the old image would still be there. Would you enjoy watching a TV like that? You finish the news, but when you turn the movie on, the after image of the newscaster is still superimposed on top of your movie. That is exactly what is happening with your mind. You can no longer clearly see what is going on in front of you because you have these other images on the screen of your mind. You've messed up your screen. These impressions that stay stuck in the mind are called samskaras in yogic science. The term samskara literally means impression. These impressions are formed by things that happened to you that you couldn't handle. When you store a samskara, it won't sit quietly inside of you. They block your flow of energy. And just like a dammed up river, these blockages are stored and obstructing the flow of your higher energy. You stored past disturbances in there, and it doesn't feel good. They're not comfortable staying inside of you, so you have to constantly assert your willpower to deal with all the inner commotion. Question. Can you give an example of a samskara? Answer. Let's take an example very close to home for some people. You have an ex-husband, and you think to yourself, I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him ever again. I don't even like it when someone says his name. This is not objective memory talking. It's definitely a samskara. You say you divorced your husband, but you really haven't. He's still inside, bothering you. Samskaras come from things you couldn't handle, so you didn't process them like a normal event, and so they turned into something more than a normal memory. Question. Why should we care so much about these samskaras? Answer. These stored patterns are going to determine where you go, what inspires you, who you marry, and whether you get divorced. You're not determining your path through life. They are. They are determining your present, and they'll determine your future if you're not careful. It's hard to believe that your moods, attractions, and repulsions are so dependent on your past, but it's true. Until you get centered and clear, it's just one mood after another as your energy shifts due to stored patterns from your past. You're going to follow your thoughts and emotions throughout your life, and they are determined by your samskaras. Question. So let's agree we all have issues. How do we free ourselves from these samskaras? I mean, what do we actually do to clean up the mess inside? Answer. If you want to do something about it, here's what you do. Relax. Don't get pulled into your thoughts and emotions. If you don't get pulled into the thoughts and emotions, you can just relax and notice them at a distance. It's not about doing or not doing anything. It's about surrendering your initial resistance to what is. For example, in your everyday life, you'll be aware of times when your thoughts and emotions are shifting. When this happens, first relax and then lean away. When you lean away from the noise, you're creating distance between you, the consciousness, and the objects of consciousness, your thoughts and emotions. In that distance, the samskaras have room to release their energy. It's going to get uncomfortable, and that's natural. The discomfort you are experiencing is the discomfort of samskaras being released. They were stored with pain, and they're going to release with pain, if you let them. Question: are you saying that this inner discomfort can be a symptom of samskaras, and that experiencing this discomfort in a relaxed state is the cure for samskaras? Answer: yes. The world is a perfect place for your growth. It causes samskaras to come up on their own on a daily basis, and when they do, learn to let go. The deepest technique for freeing yourself of samskaras is generally known as witness consciousness. You're simply witnessing what's in there. You see your thoughts and emotions and keep them distinct, at a distance from you. It's just seeing. You just notice all the noise. Outside events cause stored patterns to come up. Good. Let them come up. Things are going to happen in your life that hit your samskaras. If samskaras are in there, they're going to get hit. And when they get hit, you will surely experience discomfort. The mind and emotions will make noise. That's not the problem. Just relax and lean away from the noise. Make this the most important thing in your life, because it is. It really is the only rational way to live your life. Question: can you provide a real-life example of relaxing and releasing these samskaras? I mean, what does it look like in everyday life when we feel stressed out? Answer: imagine that somebody's talking to you and you're feeling strong and confident about the conversation. Suddenly, they say something and you start to feel your strength drop out from under you. If you're sincere, you use that situation for your growth. It's not the time to argue with that person. It's the time to grow spiritually. Calm and centered, you're perfectly aware that you're beginning to get upset before you actually get upset. You feel it. You feel when something starts to bother you. And if you want growth, that's when you do the inner work. For example, let's say you're in a meeting at a job and they're discussing a project. You have a bright idea that you want to contribute. So you put it out there and it gets shot down. That hurts. Of course it does. Now for the rest of the meeting, you either don't contribute anything because you're sulking, or you keep bringing up proof that what you said wasn't dumb. Your presence has become about you, not about the project. You can't work like that. It has to be about serving what's happening in front of you. Always serve life as it unfolds in front of you. When stuff starts to come up, the second you feel that energy shift, relax. Don't even wait until you know what it's about. Just relax and let go. Relax and release. You can work with samskaras at the energetic level rather than at the mental level. Always remember what's going on. You're in there, and something is happening that's causing the energy to shift inside. Your tendency is to push it away if you don't like it, or grab onto it if you do. Surrender means don't do that. That's all it means. You sit in the seat of consciousness when the energy shifts and you let go. Question: on the subject of pain, you prepare the reader to expect discomfort during their inner work. You call it the positive energy of spiritual growth. Can you explain what you mean exactly by this pain and suffering? Answer: remember, removing blockages is about spiritual purification. It's about cleaning out the inside so that you can have a beautiful life, both inside and out. If you relax and release back in your seat of consciousness, you're relaxing away from the part of you that's complaining. Eventually, you'll realize that the emotion itself is not the problem. The problem is that you're not able to handle the emotion. It doesn't take effort to notice your thoughts and emotions, but it takes effort to handle what you notice. It's not comfortable to live in that fire. You'll need to endure discomfort. That is where the depth of your commitment comes in. When you start to feel unsettled, you can see it as an opportunity to use your rising energy to get rid of the blockages. The energy is going to release existing samskaras by pushing them out of the way. You can relax at such a deep level that you allow the blockages to pass without resistance. This involves using the rising energy as a positive force and allowing it to cleanse whatever was blocking it. If you can handle it, this is the pain that ends all pain. Question: what do you mean by the pain that ends all pain? Answer: don't believe those who say you can't enjoy happiness unless you also know sadness. That is not true. That's what life's like if you're still blocked. Once you're unblocked, you'll notice the energy is always beautiful. It's an ever new rush of uplifting joy that raises your heart, your mind, and everything inside of you. When you're totally comfortable with everything that can come from your mind and heart, thoughts and emotions will stop creating their inner disturbance. In this state, there are no daily moods. You'll just relax into the quiet state of peaceful well-being. You'll be aware of the powerful flow of energy within. In different cultures, this energy has been called different names, such as Shakti, Chi, or Spirit. When you cease to separate from this energy, it starts to pull you into it. Your path is to find it, go there, get in, and drown. Eventually, you'll realize that this energy wishes to express something so beautiful it will leave you breathless. Question: do you have any final words of wisdom for someone who is not okay inside, but who is willing to do the inner work to get a more spiritual life? Answer: a spiritual life is not about adhering to a given set of roles. It's about learning to let go of yourself. It's not about becoming a control freak in there. It's about learning to surrender. Just practice saying, "I'm the boss in here. This is my house. I'm the only one living in here, and I have a right to make it a nice place to live." Like anything else, these higher spiritual states take time. But if you just do the inner work, you'll eventually see that when the blocked patterns are gone, all that's left is the flow of spirit. The day will come when you won't even be able to relate to how you used to be. What's left is the most beautiful thing that could ever exist. You won't need anything. You are whole and complete within yourself. And you will know what Christ meant when he said, "I and my Father are one." Use everything to let go of what separates you from this God-realized state. Only by accepting reality first, letting go of yourself, and surrendering your resistance to what is, can you work with the flow of life and create a better world. And finally, my favorite quotes from the book are as follows. The most meaningful questions regarding quality of life are not about what you own or what you do. They're about how you're doing inside. People are trying to use the outside to fix the inside. Far better to find out why it's not nice inside to begin with. You are a very great being made in the image of God, but to know that, you have to free yourself from all the inner commotion. Spirituality is being at peace with whatever the heart and mind are doing. If you want to do something, here's what you do. Relax. Always serve life as it unfolds in front of you. You don't have a soul. You in there are the soul. And that's it for this book interview of Living Untethered, Beyond the Human Predicament by Michael A. Singer. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. You can order this book in the links below or on our website if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.